a revolution. Well, you know.
Welcome to the show. You are listening to The Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Mark Becker, your fearless host. I'm so glad that you're here. Last week, if you missed it, we had Madeline Somerville. She's a brilliant, brilliant commentator. If you want to hear it, and you absolutely should, because she's amazing. Episodes are all on civicmedia.us, anywhere you get your podcasts. Check it out, because we talked about Republican messaging, why that matters, and what to watch out for, all that stuff. So that was a really cool episode. And hey, we've got another cool one. And I'm so glad that she is here. She's running for governor. She is a state senator extraordinaire. With us today, we have Senator Kelda Royce. What is going on?
Mark, so happy to be with you today.
I'm so glad that you're here. Thank you. How are you? What have you been up to lately?
Boy, I've been racking up the miles and racking up the phone calls. I've been traveling around this state since last September, and frankly, for 20 years, working to build Democratic and progressive power. And I got to say, I really feel a huge amount of momentum in this state behind our campaign. It's very exciting.
That's good for you. Well, preparing for this, I didn't know, you know, a ton about, like, you were all over the world working for human rights. And I mean, you've done some incredible things. Holy cow. From Marshfield, but then like your travels in international law took you to like Turkey and the Netherlands, and holy crap.
Well, I've been really lucky to be, have a wonderful home here in Wisconsin, but been able to travel and get a lot of skills and expertise. And, you know, I've been a legislator for 10 years. I've been a small business owner for 13. I'm a lawyer by training. I'm a mom and stepmom of five. So I'm a lot of different things, but the one thing that I am not is afraid.
Ah, there you go.
That's what we need in this moment. Yeah. We have an authoritarian regime at the federal level, and we need a governor who is not afraid to stand up to bullies and billionaires like Donald Trump and his backers.
Talk about that, because I mean, I think, you know, this is going to be like we're a purple state, and. Yeah. You know, this is going to be kind of ground zero for what happens in, 2 years from now,
right?
When the presidential. Well, and also, I mean, like, there are people that are scared that the election in November is not even going to happen. So, yeah, right. I mean, there's serious stuff that's happening.
That's right. It's a very scary moment right now in our country. I was actually speaking to some high school students this morning who came to my Senate office. And, and they asked me, like, what do you think, you know, politics is so polarized right now. What do you think is going to happen in 30 years? And I said, well, we don't know. We have two different paths that this country could take. And it's up to every single one of us to decide which path are we going to be on. Are we going to be in an authoritarian regime where voting is perfunctory and the outcome is determined and the rule of law doesn't exist? It's just based on who your friends are or how much money you have. Or are we going to all work together to pull this country back from the brink and then renew our commitment to democracy, to fundamental rights, to the rule of law, and hold these lawbreakers and these autocrats accountable. And I think Wisconsin is going to be one of the most important places in determining that future.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting too, like where we are and where you started your political career. I mean, you started in a time where, boy, there were a lot of laws broken by, you know, the Walker administration and some of the things that you had to, God, you were fighting for. Yeah. You've been fighting for 20 years. Like, it's crazy.
No,
seriously. Yeah. It's nuts.
Well, it's so interesting because I think, we've got a crowded field in this gubernatorial race, which is great. A lot of great people running, but most of them are either brand new to politics or, they've only been doing it for the last couple of years post COVID. And I'm 46, but I have a really long view because I have been in and around this work for a long time. So I actually was in the assembly the last time we had a Democratic trifecta, right? We had the Senate, the assembly, and the governorship. And I was able to get a lot done, which was wonderful. But I also remember how frustrating it was that we left so much undone. There was a lot still on the table. And some folks thought, well, we'll win more seats in the 20 10 elections and then it'll be easier for us to get stuff done. Well, we know how that story turned out, unfortunately. And that's what happens in a state like Wisconsin. You have to be able to seize the opportunity politically or it's going to be gone. And now we've had a gerrymandered Republican legislature for 16 years, but that too is coming to an end thanks to our work to flip the Supreme Court.
What's the balance there? You know, as a, and this may be a question for Senator Calderoy's, not necessarily candidate, but like, or maybe, yeah, maybe candidate too. What, I talked to another state senator and we talked about kind of the knee-jerk reaction to, you know, after getting kicked in the teeth for 15 years because of some really crappy districts. I understand the want to just kick back as hard as you can, but what, how do you balance that with showing the people of Wisconsin, okay, well, this is how like government who listens right to you should operate?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think the way that Republican politicians have ruled has been so petty and
horrible.
I mean, they've really gone so far to the extremes. You know, they won't even speak out against these horrific abuses that we're seeing from ICE. You know, it was, we had a right-wing radio host this week making a joke about how the president should take out and do regime change on the governor of Minnesota after it came out that the Ayatollah was killed in the strikes against Iran. So, you know, I think it's important that when we finally come back into power, that we show Wisconsinites that we can make government actually work for people. We have to deliver results for people. And I don't really care about, you know, this pettiness. I think if somebody has a good idea, it shouldn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican.
Yeah.
That bill should get a hearing. And if it's a bad idea, it shouldn't, right?
Right.
And I think there should be transparency in how government operates. I don't think we should have this kind of closed door sessions and shutting out the public. We've got to make sure that Wisconsin ICE stays on the air. Like that's a thing that we would never allow to happen if Democrats were in control. Because I do think showing that government is here for you, for the people of Wisconsin, to make your life better, that's got to be our priority. Totally aside from politics, how are we making sure your kids have the best quality schools? How are we making sure you have access to affordable health care that you can actually use no matter where you are in the state? How can we make sure that you can afford a house or that you can pay the rent and still have money left over for groceries and a little bit of fun, right? These are fundamental, and that's what people expect from their government and their governor.
Yeah. And, you know, and I do think there's a lot of, you know, day one things that can be done from, you know, legalizing and opening up an entire industry that sends millions of dollars to, you know, Michigan every year with like legalizing marijuana. I think it'd be cool to not have women be governed by laws that were, you know, from the 1850s. That would be cool too.
Same.
Right. I mean, like there's a ton that can be done. But yeah, I mean, it is kind of interesting to see, I don't want to, the rats jumping off the ship, like, there goes boss. There goes all these, you know, but
and
because they can't stomach to be in a capital that they can't control with an iron fist.
Right. But, you know, nobody should be able to control things with an iron fist. This is Wisconsin, right? And, you know, everybody knows where I stand politically. I'm a Democrat. I have been, you know, fighting for public education, for health care, for civil rights, for lowering costs. But I also am really proud of the fact that I've been able to get things done in Republican-dominated legislatures, right? I've been able to work alongside my Republican colleagues on issues where I think there's room there. And I think, you know, in a time of real tribalism and division in the state, those skills are not nice to have. They're not optional. It is essential. We're not going to have a permanent majority. We're not going to do a Democratic gerrymander. We want things to be fair and competitive and transparent. And we want the interests of the people of Wisconsin to be served at the end of the day. And that only is going to happen if we have political leaders that are willing to use their political muscle to get that done, to make sure that our schools get the money that they finally need after 30 years of funding.
Well, yeah, talk about that. Like that was, that's been horrible. I live in a community where like it's almost every other year they have to go to referendum because, you know, so much of their budget is being siphoned off.
Right. And let's talk about why and where that money is going. You know, Wisconsin used to have a very progressive income tax, but over the years, Republicans have just made taxes lower and lower and lower for those at the top, the millionaires, the billionaires, the big corporation. They're paying less of the share of the cost for public services. And that means working people, the middle class, the working poor, are shouldering all of that burden by ourselves, while those at the very top are not paying their fair share. And the second thing that's happened to our public school funding is that we're sending billions of dollars to private, unaccountable voucher schools, you know, most of whom are to pay for kids who were already in private school. Their parents were already paying, right? It's a subsidy for the wealthy to keep sending their kids to private school at the expense of all of the kids at public schools.
Yeah. And like, I mean, I don't understand. I mean, you were there for that fight.
During Act 10.
Talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was inspiring to see Wisconsinites come out and say, no, we don't want to lose our collective bargaining rights. We don't want to attack teachers or workers or nurses. And hundreds of thousands of Wisconsinites week after week coming to the Capitol to make their voices heard.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, though, what did Republicans do? They had the votes and they exercised their power and they said, to hell with the voters. We're going to do what we want. And then they insulated themselves from political power. As governor, I can assure you that I will not be shy about using power to make people's lives better. The Republican politicians we've had lately use power to make our lives worse, to undermine our ability to support our families, right? To have the services that we need, even clean air and clean water, just the basics. As governor, I know how to wield political power, and I'm not afraid to do so to make your life better, to make government deliver for you so that you and your family have the freedom to thrive. And we should expect that too. I don't have promises. I have plans how we're going to get it done.
Nice. And I want to talk about those plans coming up because I think that's important too, you know, and this is a fascinating primary because I think that we have a group of people that I think all pretty much agree on most things. But
there's some ideological differences.
Yes. I think how to get there.
I mean, we're all Democrats, but I think there's a lot of ideological diversity in this primary. There's certainly some significant differences on particular issues, you know, whether it's healthcare or dealing with ICE or, you know, public education versus vouchers. I mean, there's plenty of areas of disagreement, even, you know, abortion rights, right? There's a variety of viewpoints in this primary.
Really? Well, let's talk about that coming up on the show here right after the break. We're talking with State Senator Kelda Royce running for governor, and we're going to talk about what are those differences, and we're also going to hear what are your plans. These are important discussions, and I'm honored that you're here to have them with us on the Rational Revolution on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stick around. We'll be right back.
All right. All right.